Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Awakenings. Wonderful to see all of you and connect all with you. Hello to everyone that's tuning in via CosmicDimensions.com as well. And hello to all of you that are listening in the archives and listening via iTunes. Thank you all also for your emails. It's been really great receiving. I guess a lot of people listen to the archives and via iTunes and put on podcasts, and I've been getting a lot of emails just with your feedback on the program, guest suggestions, and appreciation, little love notes. So I love that. I love it. Those of you that perhaps are tuning in maybe for the first time, I'm Michelle Mache, your host for the program, and what I would like to say is your co-pilot, fellow traveler. And Awakenings is an interactive live internet talk radio program that focuses on grounding the spiritual process of awakening. Here we explore the challenges, we connect with the insights and understandings of this process of individual and collective awakening, which is called the shift. Here we connect into the higher realms, connect in as light workers, advanced light workers, initiates, aspirants, fellow travelers on the path that are awake or are awakening and taking this awakened state into our everyday lives. So it's about consciousness, and we have dialogues here, it's kind of /dialogues, interviews with spiritual teachers, healers, conscious experts, and visionaries. The key word is conscious and awake, perhaps, and aware, and knowing that you are here with a plan and a purpose, and that you are here to allow your divine gifts to unfold and assist others in their own unfolding, whatever form that takes. Now, today we're going to be talking a bit about the harmonic convergence and the converging flow and get into the energies that are being activated right now that have started back in 2003 with the activation point, and 2005 with when we moved into acceleration speed. And I bet if everybody looks back and sees that what was going on in 2005, you'd say, "Ooh, there was a changes." So, and I'm doing this. You know, many of you know the story about how Awakenings came to be. It came through a vision with the spiritual hierarchy and the Oversouls. And basically the message was, you need to do a radio program and you need to name it Awakenings. And I was like, what? Okay. Awakenings? And then I thought, no, Awakening. They said, no, Awakenings. There are many Awakenings. It's not, we don't just, the soul unfolds. And as it aligns to the personality ego, it's a succession of awakenings, and that we're always awakening, even in our out-of-body existence. We're always becoming more and more aware, more and more conscious. We're always expanding into that fullness that we are. So the program started on CosmicDimensions.com, and they still stream the show live. And I think it replays streams live now and then replays at 7 p.m., I believe, and 10 p.m. In the evening. And I had to do everything. I had to do the recording, and I had to do editing, and we had some amazing guests on as well as that time, actually some amazing musicians. Think of Chuck, I believe, Whitfield of Liquid Mind. And I know I felt very intimidated, like, oh, my God, I'm doing this recording, and I'm having to edit, and then I have to upload to the FTP, and, you know, through the FTP up to the server. But I did it. And sometimes I had days because of channeling, being in session, and then teaching meditation at Agape and then other metaphysical classes and classes on spiritualism, sometimes I would be 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, uploading the shows, the programs, and then calling sound editor friends of mine, oh gosh, it's, I don't know how to do this, what should I do? But I, every time I prayed, every time I tuned in, the guide said, keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. And then they said, we want you to share our message. As we've been guiding you and you've been guiding others, we want you, originally they wanted it weekly, and then I said, well, what about monthly? And then they said, okay, between monthly or every 2 months to channel or do the channel guidance for people. And they said you would be working with the advanced ones, the ones that are going out into the world or already out in the world, assisting and helping others, and that you would be helping in the converging flow. And so a lot of people I had, and it's interesting because I'm doing a workshop on Saturday, so I had a lot of emails come in, and so we'll work with that, as well as if you have any questions, you can call in at 347-539-5122. I may see questions also in the chat if you type in caps, but I will be in an altered state, so I may, bear with me until I get someone to help with this kind of manning, and as that happens, then I will do the readings more consistently. But they really, really, they said it has to be on the 20th, and it has, your workshop has to be on the 21st, where I'm going to be channeling and assisting out, doing a transmission and then assisting others and connecting to their higher self and really anchoring in the soul's purpose. This is so much of what we're all to be doing right now as the intensification continues to happen. And I'm imagining many of you are feeling this already and feeling the call or the push to connect more with like-minded individuals and really anchor in the light, so that we don't have as bumpy of a road. This is one of the things that a lot of, prophecy or prediction is not taking into account, is that we do assist in all this. So we are, what do you want to call a mitigating factor? We have something to say in how this transition takes place, the transformation. And a lot of the prophecy is coming from old forms. It's coming through old filters. So what I've been getting from the spiritual hierarchy and the oversouls is that you need to take a blending. It's not going to be just coming from one place. It's not going to be, Mayan or Edgar Cayce or astrology. No one system of belief is going to have the answer or the mode of transition or acceleration, activation, acceleration of leading up to 2012 and beyond. No one system has the answer. And the other thing in my channelings that I've been receiving is that by our consciousness, we are influencing what happens, how long it happens, how long the intensification is. Many people are waiting for a tsunami. Well, that doesn't have to happen. It doesn't, a lot of people have been waiting since the 80s, apparently, late 70s, early 80s. They're still waiting for the tsunami in California. But because we are the co-creators, we are the consciousness. We're the consciousness made manifest. So the more people that are awake, aware, living in this state and shifting the consciousness, the less intense the shifting has to be. So in a sense, that Gandhi saying of, peace begins with me, I'm going to be the peaceful one, it really does work. And, there's a lot of science on this right now as to how we influence water, how we influence others with our energy, with our feeling, depending on what we calibrate at vibrationally, how we're affecting others. So one of the things the guides, and I really asked them this a lot, I said, what can I share with people or tell people? And they said, not to worry and to focus on the element of play, to focus on co-creating, because that's really what we came here to do. Everything else is a belief system. You know, everything else, you're here to express you as you are. So everything else are beliefs that we, you know, as a individuals resonate with depending on our personality and our ego orientation, our personality ego orientation, because our personality ego is an extension of our soul. It's an outpicturing or a physical manifestation from the more dense plane. It's a step down version of our soul. And so what blocks our full expression is our ego conditioning. It's the container that we came in, or the environment. But we also came in here in this wonderful earth existence, this third, fourth, and fifth dimension that we're playing in, and many, and beyond. We're playing in all the realms, all the dimensions. It's only consciousness or awareness that lets us know that we're living a multidimensional, simultaneous reality existence. So you are on those planes of the upper or transcended or transpersonal dimensions, whether you know it or not, whether it's coming into your third and fourth dimensional reality, whether you're living it on the material plane, that is another thing. And some are and some are not. So what I'd like to do right now is if we can just tune in and take a moment. Go ahead and I'll focus on the breath. Good. And you may begin to feel that tingling sensation in the crown chakra or the chakras of the hand and the feet, and as well as the heart. So that we may begin to align, to tune in to that vibrational frequency that allows our soul's unfoldment, allowing for the most enrichment in this session, so that we may go beyond the words that are stated into the vibrational frequency that allows us to align of the truth that we are and live that truth. And I am feeling in the chat, I am feeling some illness or concern over an illness. And so we're going to be sending the light frequency. Let's have the hearing of the green ray and the tone, the note of D and C. And purple violet ray as well. So if you're feeling a bit down, or I'm feeling a bit of a shift, what will help, I'm seeing for some, is drinking a lot more water, but also working with the violet ray. That's really important right now, as well as the green ray of healing. And toning in the note of D and C. So I do see and hear that there's a lot of cleansing going on right now in the body for many right now. And part of the reason for that is a up-leveling or up-dating, if you will, of the physical body. Some of you may feel a certain taste in the mouth, or that your hands or feet might be aching or aching in the joints. That's also a form of clearing. And Kathy's putting in the chat, you've been thirsty more than usual the past 2 months. Yes, yes. Well, there's a shift in our electromagnetic patterning right now. And to become a little more, it's interesting, we're becoming more receptive. We're becoming more magnetic to receive. And that allows the electrical of spirit to come through more and animate us more, and so that our directive is more of a spiritual nature, a spiritually influenced nature. And in order to allow that conductivity, more water is needed. So you might find that you are more thirsty. And Grand Elf is saying he's been playing a lot in G lately, and it contains both C and D. Ah, okay. There you go. Yeah, so the water, the cleansing, the clearing. And again, if there's individual questions, you can put in the chat or call in at 539-5122. Now, one of the reasons this is a really important time right now is because we're at the anniversary of the, I believe it's 40 years, of the harmonic convergence. And that was in the late 80s, I believe 87, and I believe I'm hearing August 16th or the 17th. Well, that was the pinnacle of the day where people the intention was actually set earlier because of the configuration that was going on astrologically and energetically with those eight, planets in alignment. Out of that harmonic convergence, there became a harmonizing, meaning that energetically, that's the turning point where there began to be a decision to move more into unity or unification consciousness, not to lose the individuality or the individuated aspect of the all that is, but to move in to what we call the COs, the cooperation, collaboration, coherence, cohesiveness, working together in unity. In celebration of our individual aspect that we are, our individuated expression that we are, and yet to have our expressions, our creations, side by side. Now, this harmonizing began to take place, which is interesting, vibrationally, if you will, and in musically, the note of C, D. Those two notes, those two awarenesses coming together brought in the harmonizing, that each of us has our own note, our own pace, our own pattern, our own signature pattern, our own soul's wavelength that we came here to express and experience and share. But out of those each individual notes, we create a symphony of expression and experience. And out of that shared expression of experience, we create this symphony or this song or this universe. So where there is awareness that we're from the same source, we all are a collective, we all are the resonant field, and yet we have an individuated aspect of consciousness. Actually, in the third, fourth, fifth, and even sixth dimensions, there still is an individual resonance, still even in the light body is still individuated. So that sharing of ourselves became very important at that time period. So everything that we've done up until that, from that time period on, has been about harmonizing. Now in 2003, that's really when the New Age or the Aquarian Age really astrologically, energetically began to really come into sync, where we're activating what's called the Leo Aquarius axis and the Taurus Scorpio axis, which creates the cross where we're tested, the grand cross, if you will, the fixed cross of initiation. And that energy working upon all of us is having to do, how can I be the individuated me, the individuated aspect of the all that is, the step-down energy into the soul body, into the etheric body, the astral body, the emotional, mental body, and physical body. How can I be this individuated aspect of consciousness and yet have a connection to the whole, the all that is, and remember that I am source, that I come from source, and yet create my creations and live my life in a space that is good for the whole, that is good for the all that is, as well as my friends, my family, my neighbors, my community, my society, my nation. How can I move into that space where I'm a collective and yet I'm an individual? the Taurus Scorpio, how can I live my life materially but not overly tied to the material possessions and overly focused on the material earth plane or tangible? And how can I go deep into my spiritual understanding and knowledge, that which seems to be hidden, the occult awareness? How can I live from the space of spirit, of the mystical aspect that I am, the unseen? How can I live from the spirit and the soul and ground that into the earth material, that which is made manifest? And so in a sense, this is why it said we are bringing heaven on earth. It's always here, but it's in consciousness that we live as this open channel that we are, that we allow the divine expression to live and express through us as us. Now, many of you have asked, are the planets affecting us? Why is the earth doing this to us? And what we say to you, it is not the planet. It is not the earth. You are the planet. You are the earth. As you expand into the upper energy centers, the upper chakras, the upper dimensions, the expanded awareness of the all that is, your body takes on the planetary configuration. When you individuate your awareness, your consciousness, you begin to feel yourself as a separate entity, as an individual, an individuated aspect, a part. When you expand into the 10th realm of expression, into the 11th, and into the synthesis of the 12th, you go back into that unification of the oneness as a being source. So the subtle energy that you are becomes more palpable. You're able to feel it and see it. You expand into the larger bodies as you expand your vibrational frequency or raise your vibrational frequency. So when you are expanding or extending into the 10th dimension, the 11th, which is where we are going, that is the plane of Aquarius, that is where we are going, you become the full sum, if you want to use the astrological configuration, you could become the full sum of the whole chart of existence, the map of expression. This is why it said when you have the solar awareness or the sun awareness, you're connecting into the soul, the lunar, the emotions that you are, the energy in motion that you are, that which is unseen, that of the feeling level or feeling tone. So you're connecting to the aspect of you that is the moon. And so you're always growing and learning. You're always growing and learning. That's just a byproduct of evolution. Now it's about bringing consciousness, which means to connect in more fully with the other roots that you are, the galactic roots, the indigenous roots, the star seed roots, the roots that you've come in with that are seeded with, the ET roots, if you will, those other aspects of your dimensional being, those other lifetimes or planetary existences that you are, to no longer be cut off from those, but to live from that plane and that space of existence. And so when you do that, you automatically begin to ascend. You automatically extend into the light body. You meet the light body. And that is, your light body is there. You are that. It has not yet been completely fused. This is what happens when you connect in to the awareness of the holographic image of light, love, and wisdom of the Merkaba. This is where the as above is so below comes from, because you are all that is above and all that is below. And in the center is the fusion of this existence. In a way, this is really Middle Earth, middle plane Earth, if you will. And so to live this existence, what begins to happen is there's less focus on only that which is material, only that which is tangible. This is why we say to you the money system changes, the energy system changes, and your time, as you look at time, begins to change. Because you begin to see that you are the resources. You are the resource, and that there's many resources. There are many resources. That the resources are energy and form. And we ask you to look at the forms you're creating. What forms are right for you? What new direction is right for you? What are you needing to integrate, to celebrate, to express and experience now? Out of the harmonic convergence, out of the harmonizing, has come the converging flow. Out of the harmonic convergence, the converging flow was birthed. That from all over the world, all walks of life, the 144,000, which is really the 144 million, that were seeded, the star seeds that were encoded would be decoded and wake up. And they would wake up and begin to look around and to live differently. And whether a baker, a secretary, a politician, whether a teacher, whether a mother, whether a daughter, whether a son, whether a father, whether a husband, whether a single man or a single woman, whether a being living on the street, whether an animal being, all that are encoded would begin to decode at the same time and come together. They would come together in the awareness that there is the shift that has taken place, and they would seek out others that were aware of this shift and begin to share and compare notes. They would begin to realize that they are encoded with a message, that they were the Christos, the Christ, the light. They were anointed. They had the spiritual awareness. And as they would wake up, they would begin to look around and see that life was different. And they would begin to make different choices, conscious choices. They would begin to lose the memory of the past. The past would no longer hold them back. They would begin to lose the charge of the past, the trauma, the emotional trauma. Oh, we have a question from Kathy. The 144,000, and you see it in a lot of, well, you definitely see it in biblical texts. You definitely see it in, you know, many religions, and even the esoteric readings talk about this. Yes, you are the ones. Yes, white light. Are the ones that were encoded, they call them the chosen ones. But in the, see, there's been a lot of misinterpretation that it has to do with a certain religion or nationality or orientation. It's really millions. But when these, many of these forms, when they were written, whether, you know, books or on petroglyphs or information given from word to, you know, lip to ear, when the word was given lip to ear, there wasn't the reference of, yes, we're going to have computers and there's going to be this internet and there's, you know, as advanced as these beings were, we're still, the information, even when I'm sharing with you as I'm channeling, it's still coming through a filter. You know, I try to move out of my way as much as possible, but it's still coming from my filter, my experience. all books are, all CDs, all DVDs, all teachers, even, the Mayan people, the Edgar Cayce's of the world, everyone still had their limitations, their filter, even though they expanded as much as possible and some wonderful information comes through, some that's off or not quite right or doesn't have to happen because of the shift. There is a destiny, there's a blueprint, there are some things that are fated, but there's some things we can delay or forestall, and there's some things you don't have to experience or have happen because of shift in consciousness, especially when we get to critical mass or these tipping points, when there's been an exponential shift, what the trajectory of events that was going to occur that no longer has to occur. So in that day, thousands of people, if that was a lot of people, they didn't have millions of people on the planet. So you have to look at the symbolism. So the numbers really are in the millions. And they are the star seeds. They are the ones that came from the star. They're us that came from the star planets and that have had the memory, especially even as a small child, you had the memory that something was different. You were different or you were more aware, more awake. Maybe you were the scapegoat in the family. You saw what was going on in the family system and you said, oh, this is not really for me, or why don't I fit in? If you were asking yourself those questions. And of course, to unfold on the path, you have to do your emotional clearing. You have to clear the emotional body, the mental body of beliefs that are limiting, the conditioning. So really all your inner work, all your classes and workshops, and it's just to clear the patterning. And some of it's familial, some of it's generational, some of it's ancestral. Remember, as we've come down here, or in here, into this experience, as we've incarnated, as we descended, the fall from grace, the fall from spirit, is just means to become materialized. We're not only clearing for ourselves, but for those that are coming before us. So yes, it is metaphoric. Yes, it is perfect point, Kathy. It is metaphoric now. It is the star seeds. It's the ones that are seeded to come in, to converge at this time. Yeah, Kathy, or an estimate. Yes, yes. We're seeded at this time, and we're coming together at this time. We're converging. I mean, I bet whether you're listening by the phone or chat or, if we took a poll, we would see that all of us have come from different backgrounds, different understandings, it probably as different as can be. But what connects us is our consciousness and that we are more conscious, more awake, more aware, and we're living this. And we're looking to the left of us and we're looking to the right of us and saying, wow, how can I help over here? What can I do? We're holding the space for others. We're grounding these new energies, which means we're helping them anchor into the physical, denser physical reality. It's really not, it's all physical. It's all material, but the denser manifested reality. And so we're working with the subtle energy. There's a awareness. Yes, Kathy, the front line. Yeah, and doesn't it feel like it? Yeah. And Tammy in the chat is saying, she asked, who am I? Scared your mom. Yeah. Yeah, all of us, we scared our parents. My dad said, honey, I didn't quite know what to do with you. You were different. You were different. I was like, yes, I was, Dad. Yes, I was. Now, what's interesting, these beings also have this information. It's just not decoding at the same rate or level on this dimension of experience. And some of them, it may not, because if you haven't worked on the emotional body and the mental body, and to some degree the physical body, all the bodies really, and the spiritual, having, those in alignment that allows more of the soul's frequency, the template of the soul to come through, then it won't get necessarily anchored in that individual expression and experience, and not everybody is necessarily meant to do that, and because of that, not everybody is going to shift at the same time or is needing to. I'm going to go back. Yes, I love this, Lenny. the shift is not happening to us. We are the shift. And I have so much energy coming through my hands right now, and like just tingle. Yes, we are. We need to reclaim that if you can imagine that your physical body that you see as separate to everyone and everything else is about a quarter, if that, of who you are. And sometimes what I'll do is I go to the beach and I will just connect in with my physical body and feel my feet on the ground, and I'm in the sand. And as I breathe, I expand my awareness upward and outward so that I can connect in with those other aspects of me that are beyond me, the stars, the moon, the solar system. If you can get the idea that you're just a reference point, this is where the saying beacon of light came. Our physical body is a little lighthouse, and it is beaming a certain frequency that fits in with the frequency of the all that is. But it's just the lighthouse, okay? That's the physical body. But you actually are the sun, the moon, the Mars. You know, you actually are the solar system. You actually are contained within your body, the etheric body, the subtle energy. Those are parts of us. That is us. There is no separation to that. We're reflecting points of consciousness. So the part of us that's the ego personality, the soul, is just reflecting on consciousness. That's what we're doing right now as we're talking and we're channeling. We're reflecting consciousness. We're getting understanding and reflecting the consciousness that we are. So it's just we these small beams of light, maybe like a circle, we're in the matrix of the love, light, and energy, the subtle energy. I have a question here. Yes, the why are most men not awakening or aren't awakening? Well, conditioning. And what has to happen right now is that, and has been happening, the misuse of power that went on in the Babylonian, Sumerian, and pre that time, where those that were in the female body, because of giving birth, because of having menstruation, having that miracle to bleed and not die, and also the women, you know, beings that came in the female body did handle language. You know, it's just if you're coming in with a female body, usually it's easier, you know, and that's been an ancient template that able to get more of a command of the language earlier. Was it a misuse of power that the men were seen as subservient and really did not have positions of power in the matriarchal expression on this earth plane dimension? In other dimensions, the female expression and male expression have been co-creating side by side equally for a very long time. And in the further expanded expression of the female and male, they are dual. They are in one, exactly the same. So there is no separation. In the expanded awareness of expression, there is no male-female. And Ashtar's coming in. Ashtar command. There's no female-male. It is light, all light. Less of a physical. And then beyond that is the vibrational emanation, where the word came from, the vibrational frequency that we were all birthed out of. So out of the matriarchal lineage, there was a misuse of power. And then the patriarchal focus came in where it became necessary for hunting, for gathering, for bringing in the foods, that the brawn, the strength was seen, and also as the protection. So we moved out of the cerebral realm of connecting in mentally and expressing more of the relational focus or relational gifts within a society into needing brawn for protection. And there became the patriarchal and the warring nations. And that's where we are now, but we are shifting, actually, since the harmonic convergence. A lot of people say since, you know, the time of women getting the vote, it still really wasn't, the harmonizing really didn't start until the, you know, actually probably late 70s, early 80s, and then with the harmonic convergence in 87. So it is, the men are still in that condition, the race consciousness, the ancestral consciousness is still encoded in all of us, the male and the female. It is up to, because there's been a misuse of power and awareness on both gender expressions, that the, at this point, the female expression will come out a bit further, a bit more at this point, and seem to lead. But remember, we're really all one. So, you know, so it's a wonderful play. It's part of the play of consciousness of duality. We came here to express an experience, creating and creation, which on this dimension, this level, is a duality is needed. A man, a woman, you know, to make it or something, test tube, that's all changing now, right? I mean, you're going to see not only the element of time changing, the focus of time and what time means to you or what you consider time, that's definitely going to be changing, but you're also going to see how you create. It's going to move, the creation is going to move less in the physical realm, more into the mental realm, emotional and consciousness realm, that we are co-creating by intention, not so much by physicality. We've had to create by physicality. That's why we've had, and we've loved that, right? Making things with your hands, fixing a car, you make a baby, it has to be physical, two people coming together in some way. Something physical has to happen. There's a catalyst there. We're coming from the space of being electrical as well as magnetic. So men tend to be more electrical generally and women more magnetic, but this is generalization. Let's see, Michelle, time channel message I just heard on Vijara says we are on a 16-hour day now. Yeah, the idea of time, and this is, by the way, the reason that one of the reasons the Mayan calendar ends is because it's not only the end of the world as we know it, it's that they didn't know, they had no, because we're co-creating this reality of how we're going to express and experience time. So our calendar is going to be different. Our understanding of time and how to use time and what is time is going to be different. It has to be. As more people wake up and are aware that they are simultaneously, they're living a simultaneous reality, that they have other aspects of self, not even just within their own individuated psyche on the earth plane, but at other planes of existence, that they're multidimensional beings. Just like what's happening right now with all of us connecting on the internet, you know, right now, where there's different realities going. I'm in a different room, having a different reality, doing different things. You're in a different room or wherever you are, or walking, you know, listening on the cell phone or driving in the car. That is a sneak peek to what we're going to be living. Yes, according to our own beliefs, Lynn is saying we can jump ourselves into another realm now, letting go of our mental constraints. Yes, so much of what we're undoing is, or undoing our education, both professional and personal education that we received. The education actually has, you know, is stopping at this point. So it's to be able to let go. Now remember, we're talking about the realm of the soul and spirit, that life force animating energy. The soul is lovingness. This is a game. This is co-creation. This is expressing and experiencing and reflecting my expression and experience back to the I am center, the I am that I am personally, and the I am center of the cosmos and beyond. and this expressing and experiencing. So the soul wants to shift quickly. It's the ego personality that's been conditioned not to shift. We've been conditioned to not shift quickly. And that is a misnomer. That is a belief system that is a falsity. We are actually able to shift quickly, but we're taught not to. So we're having to unlearn the shifting. We have to shift slowly, or that we can't change. You know, because if you're operating from a soul level, a spiritual level, you can shift more quickly. What takes longer to shift is the physical experience, the physical, dense physical body. And when I'm saying physical body, I mean it's all energy, but I'm talking about the denser vibrational frequency that creates the appearance of the individual me, body, mind, and spirit me. Well, some are, yes, Kirk, you're shifting. Believe me, I work with people all over the world and talking, you know, so some are shifting quickly, some are not. What I am seeing with some of the potential light workers, and we've all heard this, separating the wheat from the chaff, that some will, their vibrational frequency will no longer be needed, or you'll ascend and leave certain people behind. We still have free will choice on the ego. That was part of our pact when we descended, when we incarnated. In other words, think of a marionette, or not a marionette, what are those dolls that you, help me here, is it in the chat, is it the marionette or the, you know, you make a doll talk, but you're, I can't think, being a ventriloquist. So imagine the ego personality being the doll, and spirit, our soul, and spirit, being the one that is talking, coming through. And this is what we did when I worked with those crystal skulls with the Mayans, the work that I was doing with them. Imagine if we told the doll, you know, you can talk. You can say something. I have to have the doll's approval. So, I can't say who you call the dummy. Yeah, the dummy, thank you. Because the ego personality is the template of the soul, but it also allowed itself, this part of us allowed ourselves to be reworked, if you will, and to be influenced as well as influential. So depending on the condition you got, depends on how much of your soul's template, soul's input, is going to come through, and how much spiritual energy you have. You can see it, right, in people's eyes. You say, wow, I love their spirit, or they have a great soul, or I can feel your soul. So some people, their soul is not connected to their, as much or very little, to the meat body, to the physical body. And they're to be said soulless, or they're not aligned to the soul, or they're having to align. And I have done that work before where I've aligned someone's ego personality to their soul. And sometimes what can happen is from a lot of trauma, there's a misalignment of the soul, and there's very little soul's memory or impression coming through to the ego personality, and therefore very little spiritual energy. They're animated simply by conditioning. And they do, in a sense, then become that dummy. So some people, as we ascend, as we expand, may not come into that reality, that existence, that co-creation field, that play field, which, as we ascend, the emphasis is on that co-creation, collaboration, cohesiveness, coherence. It's a coming together in the resonant frequency to co-create an existence, an expression of play, of consciousness, of solving problems, challenges, co-creatively, that they're, you know, that challenges are looked at as ways to co-create a solution or idea, to live in harmony, to share and live in harmony. That's why the harmonizing, that we can all live together, even with differing beliefs, because we realize that the different beliefs or differing beliefs are just an individuated expression of the all that is, reflecting that awareness. And that it's not truth. That they're small truths. They're not the big truth. They're not the all that is. They're not, you know, if you don't do A, B, or C, you're not going to heaven, you know, or you're not going to, you know, you're not going to have samadhi. All those are belief systems. One key that's very important is to bring your conscious awareness, your focused awareness of the ego personality on the consciousness made manifest, the consciousness that manifests creation. I had someone ask me the other day, you know, it's not possible to get out of your karma. And I said, yes, it is, if you focused on that which created the belief of karma. You know, as we're moving out of the second ring of Saturn, there's no memory. If there's no memory, there's no karma. That's why there has to be a higher level of integrity to move into that space of expression. Because if there's no karma, in other words, there's no result or punitive, or there are no consequences, then our actions need to come from that place of love, light, and wisdom. That I don't need that threat of you're coming back again or you have to do this. No, it's because I want to do it. You know, even Dharma, you know, we're going to have to change our language here because we created those experiences, those ideas, those beliefs. But if you go into the consciousness before that idea of that reality or belief system of karma was created, then my actions have to come from love. And as Tammy and UFO UK is saying, integrity. And what does it mean? The integrity is wholeness. So if I have no memory, and I don't know if a lot of you are beginning to feel this, but I've been feeling this quite a bit. I have so little charge on my past. It's almost when I look behind me, they're interesting pictures and experiences, but I don't have the attachment. It's because we're going to be so in the present that we have no past, and we're living our future. So our past selves are coming into the forwardness, the forward motion of our present time reality. And as you're coming forward into your present time reality, you're releasing third and fourth dimensional dramas and traumas. They no longer, it's not that they were bad, but they no longer interest you because your vibrational frequency has shifted. Now, many of you are going to be experiencing parts of yourself and also your family that are other dimensional beings, light beings from other planetary existences that are all that you are living there now, residing there, as well as if you want to call, you know, your space beings or UFOs or alien. They do not like that word alien, by the way. Okay, so we have to change the language on this. I've had a ship outside my window for the last 3 weeks on and off, 2 to 3 nights a week, and receiving healing. Amazing. Like raindrops of energy coming through, just little tinkle, tinkle, tinkles. So again, it's opening to that awareness that you already are and living from that space of consciousness. So in a sense, less limitation, and as Grandelf is saying, live in the now.
Self knows.
Hello. 978-504.
Hello, ma'am.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you might want to turn down just the radio in the back so we can really be present with you. Because you have a delay on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Hello.
Okay. Wait, what are you talking about?
Welcome. About what?
What you just said.
Oh, to turn down the radio so we can hear you better? Or turn down the
radio. Oh,
sorry, program.
I had it up.
Hello? Okay, if you turn down the radio and then call back or the internet connection. And I'll say if you do have questions or comments or feedback, you can connect in at 347-539-5122. Okay, I guess they, we had an email question from someone come in that they feel that they should be speaking more, writing more, and they've been visioning and putting it out there, and the traditional ways that they've been living in the past seem more difficult. And they're looking for what doors are opening. And not seeing evidence. That's interesting. Well, if you're not, I want to say, if you're not seeing evidence, and I do see a caller, I will get to you right at the Skype call. If you're not seeing evidence, I would say there's always evidence. There's always signs. It's how we're interpreting the signs. Also, and as Kurt was saying in the chat, that one of the things that is an alignment, sometimes something can be just a little bit off. Is it the body? Is it the mind? Is it the spirit? Is it materially? You know, I mean, I'm saying mind, is it a belief? Is it some conditioning we need to let go of? Is it emotional aspect of us that is holding us back, or an emotional pattern or a feeling? Physically, sometimes it's, you know, sometimes it's even a move or getting rid of something or lightening up so that you can trust yourself to have to go in that new direction. Yeah, I was working with someone the other day, and the new direction that they wanted to go in, they said, well, I can't do that and keep my job, my regular job. And I said, well, how important is this new direction to you? Oh, God, I really want to do this. I really want to go. And I said, well, then you get another job. I mean, let go of some of the material possessions so that you can do what you really want to do. You can always build back up again. You see, so sometimes what our soul is, where we're being guided spiritually and what our soul wants us to do, sometimes it's not that we're not getting the message. It's that we don't want to do it. So... Skype caller, if you call back, I am answering calls. Let's see. And we are... Hello. Hi, 978-504.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I'm coming in clear now. Clear.
Yes. And hi, what's your name?
Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Hello.
Hello.
So, do you have a religion, or what are you talking about? You said spiritually. I was hearing you talk.
Yeah, what do you have a question or
no,
comment?
Saying, you said that people guide spiritually, like Christianity, religion. Is that what you're talking about?
No, talking more about spirituality, spiritual, being connected to your spiritual center, if you will, your spiritual self, and allowing more of your soul's unfoldment.
Oh. Yeah, you haven't gotten any callers, have you?
No, actually, I do have a full switchboard. Do you want to just continue to listen? If you have another question or comment, you can call back. Blessings to you, little trickster energy that you have. I love the mind, the games of the ego personality, especially when it's challenged. Okay, let me look back again. Let's see. So again, we talked about this. An email question is coming in. When people talk of 2012, what are they meaning? I've been more intuitive. It's like I pick up on everything. How can I handle this energy and be able to live and work with it without being overwhelmed by it? Okay. I'm going to go in for a second. Yes, it does become different and challenging to when we start expanding our awareness or consciousness, and the game that we were playing before is no longer that exciting or appealing to us. So that's part of what's happening. A lot of you are bored with the old game, the old realm. You know, it is going to be a bit of a challenge to balance it, like a teeter-totter, balancing up and down, you know, balancing is key. But sometimes it's going to be hard to balance because your awareness is saying, this is not real to me anymore. That's really what's happening. This is not real to me anymore. Okay, we've got another, and I see you Skype. I'll get right to you. There was someone right before you. Hello, 830-255. Welcome to Awakenings.
Well, hi, Michelle. This is Sylvia.
Oh, Sylvia.
Yeah,
hello.
Hello. I was just listening. Oh, cool. That's so cool.
Great to hear your voice.
Great to hear your voice.
Your energy.
You
Everyone well, in the chat is saying hello to you.
Well, thank you. Wonderful show. I just love whatever you tell us. I mean, that's just so amazing, everything that's happening. It's incredible.
Yeah. How is your awakening unfolding? Are you finding it harder to, as this email question that came in where he's saying, how can I handle this energy and live and work with it without being overwhelmed by it? Are you finding...
It's hard. Sometimes it's hard. And sometimes it's easier, but I really have gotten to the point where I just want to be. I'm just going, I'm just going every day by day and hour by hour, because everything changes from what happens in the morning can be different by lunchtime already. So you really have to learn to be.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm trying to do. And sometimes, just not try to overwhelm is to breathe and go in meditation. And I can't even meditate. So I'm just sitting there and just staying calm and quiet. And that's all I'm doing.
Yeah. You bring up a very good point, because we're so taught that we have to do something all the time, or there's always a tool. There's always this. Sometimes we just have to just be or do whatever is in front of us. You're right, in the morning you might feel one way and focused on something, and then in the afternoon different. See, we've been conditioned that from getting up in the morning, from 9 to 5, even if you don't work 9 to 5, we still have the 9 to 5 conditioning. I'm supposed to do something Monday through Friday. It looks this way. And Saturday and Sunday looks this way. Our concept of time and what we do with time is so changing that it's going to be minute by minute, or maybe you're on a 2-hour schedule or 16-hour schedule. Maybe you're on a 48-hour schedule. The time is really shifting, and our perception of time and how to handle time or manage time or what we get done in a certain amount of time is changing.
Oh, totally.
So
the time is not the same anymore. I agree with you.
Mm. So different.
I mean, sometimes, like what you say, sometimes it feels like I have been sitting here for a minute and an hour and a half has gone.
Yes. And so we're being guided to not focus on time, but to focus on events and experience. And that will align us to our own internal timing, that we're in sync, so that we're living more synchronistically, so we connect in with synchronistic experiences, so that we're right where we need to be, right at the time we need to be. We're still managing the third and fourth dimension, so we're still going to be, more fourth. Most of us are in the fourth and fifth, but you're still having to play with the schedule. But you'll be able to see that you're able to bend time or speed things up or slow things down as you need, or move things around, or an intention. Maybe you're meant to connect with someone and you're not really feeling it, and you beam them. This happens to me all the time, and then they're feeling the same thing. And so then you make a plan, you make a different time and a different appointment time, and it all works out. It's all okay. So there's a lot more flexibility. That's one of the things that the guides are saying, that they want us to be more flexible.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. Hi, Dennis, in the chat. Is it you on this line? I'll pick up. I'd love to hear from you. I think that was you, the Skype call. Was that you? I'll put that in the chat. Was that you in the chat? I feel so much light. Okay. So that's it, trying to be in the moment. And Sylvia, what are you finding helps you just be in the moment or be more flexible?
Well, I really try to concentrate on doing things I like to do now, you know, whether it be just sitting outside and listening to nature or doing a drawing or you know, really just do what I feel like it. Because if I force myself to do something I don't want to do, I feel it. My whole body is vibrating different. I don't feel good. I get headaches. I really have to be more and more in tune with what my body tells me to do and how my higher self talks to me.
Mm. I like that. There's, again, the flexibility.
Yeah.
All right, Sylvia. Well, I'm so glad that you called in. This has been
wonderful.
Well,
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to connect.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
People are saying they would like to hear your voice. You say things in the chat, would like to hear your voice. Okay. Blessings.
Thank you. Blessings, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, 978-804. You're on Awakenings.
Hi, am I on the line?
Yes, you are.
You want to know what I find spiritual?
Hmm.
Sometimes I go in my bathroom and light candles.
Oh, 804, we got disconnected. Okay. Disconnect. A lot of, this is challenging for a lot of people because they're not, not a lot. We only have two callers that are experiencing this. But, you know, it throws people out of their comfort zone. Of what they, you know, let's just say people, when they're in fear, either react with over rudeness, crudeness, or over silliness. It's that trickster energy, a Heyoka medicine. But the fear that people feel, that because when you say your beliefs are going to be changing, and let me tell you, a lot of people's beliefs are changing. I've worked with some people that are really, you know, their old paradigm of what they were focused on in the material plane. A lot of people that had the belief you have to have a house. If you don't have a house, you're not responsible. Something's wrong with you, you know. And I've heard people that have had that belief, but because of the economy and what's going on with housing, and these people are very wealthy and have means, they're saying, well, it doesn't really matter if I have a house or not. It doesn't really matter. I don't need a house. I think I'm going to focus on myself and my family or my spiritual needs, you know. So people's, you know, perceptions are going to be changing. Yes, Kurt, I could feel that he was a trickster. That's why I hung up on him. Okay, that's why, Kurt, yeah. Going in the candle in the bathroom, we could all figure out what he was going to say, right? Oh, God, how boring. Tricksters, think of another game, okay? If you're going to play with us on Awakenings, at least come up with something interesting, not something that we did in 11, 12 years old, when you play those phone games and hang up on people. So think of something better. Okay. Hello, 352-873, you're on Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, I have a question, something that I'm kind of experiencing, but I don't know if it's a part of the whole awakening process, but will or do you feel that persons that are not necessarily with their soulmates, that they will begin to somehow feel that and begin to make a connection towards their soulmate?
Hmm. Okay, first of all, tell me your first name.
It's Deborah.
Hey, Deborah.
Hey.
And you mean, will they get there? Now, first of all, see, there's a lot of misinformation out there about soulmates, that
okay.
You have many soulmates. I would say if you want to call someone in, ask for the life partner. You know, haven't you had a good girlfriend that you felt was a soulmate?
Oh,
a
yeah.
A guy friend, right?
Of course, yeah.
So part of what's happening is you're actually, people are calling in to connect more on a soul level with many people. So you're actually going to draw in more soulmates to you.
Okay.
This is why we have to make our decisions from conscious awareness now,
mm-hmm.
from love, light, and wisdom, and from the integrity of, does this person or this situation fit in with my individuated expression of who I am on this level, this dimension, right? This
yeah.
experience. So does this person or situation fit in with my beliefs, my values, my principles? In other words, where I'm going. Because you're going to have lots more to choose from. So what you will find, though, yes, there are people that are shifting right now. And because more of their soul's impression is coming through, more of the soul template is being what we call overlaid or encoded in the ego personality body, some people are waking up and saying, oh, I need something different. I need more. Or I want someone to share my life with. You know, or I don't want someone to share my life with. Or I want a partner that shares more with me. Or I want a partner that doesn't share with me. I want to do more on my own. Or I want kids. Or I didn't think I wanted kids. I'm going to adopt 5 babies. You know, and I didn't think I wanted kids. So you are going to see people kind of all over the place like this. And this actually, the intensification of this started in 2005, because what's happening from 2005 on, we're being called to live more genuinely, more authentically. We're being called to live more from the soul and to allow ourselves to have more fulfillment, more life enhancement. Mm-hmm. So 2005 is about how do we want to live and where? And that has been activated and accelerated the energy for this in 2009, where the main focus is on right relationship to yourself and to others and right livelihood. So where do I live? How do I live? What do I do? What's my work? What's my work purpose?
Yes.
What's my career? What's my vocation? Does it all fit together? And
it all does. I'm feeling a great sense of what you're telling me in a lot of different areas of my life. All at once.
All at once.
It's
beautiful.
Not just one at a time. It's all at once. It's overwhelmingly beautiful is what it is.
Yeah, you go, girl. Why not do it? Listen, that's it. The soul likes to do it all at once. Yeah. So, okay, so spiritual pilot, see you picking up. So are you feeling you might be leaving or moving on from someone?
Yeah, I really do. It's scary. Because, like you said, in the old way of seeing things, that was it. You know, that was it. But I have to allow the energy that feels more authentically me to come through in whatever way, in whatever direction it takes me.
Yeah.
You know.
And you'll know, I would say ask for a few confirmations,
okay.
3, 4, 5, 6, ask for a few confirmations, ask for the transition to happen with grace and ease,
okay.
For the highest good of enfoldment, and that's not good or bad, but just for the enfoldment of all that is,
yes.
And then you'll see things will open and lead in a way that works for the new direction. You know, and by the way, it'll probably be just happen within the next 13 months. If not by the end of the year, it'll be by June of next year.
Wow!
Because we're all walking through a new doorway right now, and that was brought in by that lunar trinity energy that we had end of July and beginning of August.
Okay.
All right, Deborah. Blessings, and thank you so much for calling
in
and sharing.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great to connect.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye.
Bye. Dennis, trying to get you. Dennis?
I'm here.
Oh, hello. Welcome, White Bee.
Welcome. Thank you very much. This is the first for us. I feel like New Year's Eve. This is the first. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It is a new year. It does feel like a new year, doesn't it?
Exactly. You know, this is the first time that we've spoken in, what is it? This is about 9 months since, about 10 months since Blog Talk tapped me on the shoulder. Wow.
Yeah.
And I've always listened when I can get the chance to, but I'm moving home at the present time, so my home is a bit of a mess, and it's like when you move on, it's like, wow. I mean, I must tell you this. I thought about Ascension. I thought, well, I have to move because I'm no good where I am. I don't feel I'm being used at all. And then upstairs brought in a set of circumstances which then moving me away and thinking, God, my partner doesn't want me around. She doesn't want to move. She wants to be in the third dimension. Well, that's her. God bless her cotton socks. I have no problem with that. But come on upstairs. And upstairs kept saying to me, when the time is right, we'll show you the house. Well, I doubted. I absolutely doubted in a way because it was always going wrong. Thinking, no. And then all of a sudden, I changed my mind and said, no, it will work. It will be okay. And then as soon as I thought about that, the day after, they point me to the right direction. And then, wow, it was like, what is happening here? And listen to this. I went into a town. It's a market town in the middle of England. And I picked the paper up because upstairs said, go to Leek. I went, okay. So I got in my car and I went to Leek. And I picked the paper up and I rung this house up when it was gone. I rang the second house on the list. And the guy answered the phone, and halfway through speaking to the guy on the phone, he said, where am I? I said, well, I'm on the street in my car talking to you on the phone outside this shop. He said, oh, my God, I'm 100 yards behind you. I says, you what? I'm 100 yards. He was 100 yards behind me. So we met outside my car. He took me to see his house. I took him in my car. I liked it. I said, okay, fine, I'll have it. I'm like, wow, isn't that meant to be?
That's how it's happening, though, isn't it? It's quick.
Yeah.
It's quick.
Yeah. Yeah, and since that, I've had lots of things that I needed to get rid of, like my motorbike, I've got 3 push bikes. Well, I won't call them push bikes, but cycle bikes where I race a lot. I try to keep myself fit, and I sold my motorbike, and I'm thinking, wow, it's really moving on. As I sit in my office now, I've got 4 white walls. I feel like Tom Jones and singing the green, green grass of home, 4 grey walls surround me. I've got 4 white walls surround me with no shelves on, everything on the floor, and my desk. I've got rid of the old desk, and I've got an old pasting table. It's white, and I've got a white computer. It's Apple Mac. When I walk into the room, the energy, it's changed because everything dark's gone. Everything dark has gone out of it. I'm thinking, wow, now I need to obviously have my new office in the home white. So, brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Anyway, how are you?
I am doing multidimensionally well. All dimensions. But you know, it's like a funnel. It's all coming into one now. So it's really wonderful to play with. And I know what you're saying about this lightening up and opening up. It's just things and experiences, situations moving, things happening more quickly. If it's not meant to and not working, then there's something else coming in. And we really are in the quickening.
Yeah, I totally believe that. Now, we have to really think and focus on what we desire in our life, not what we bloody well don't want in our life. Because people bring me up and say, can you give me a challenge session? I said, I cannot give you a challenge session. The counselor can give you a challenge session through me. But let me explain to you one thing. He said, what? You have to pay for it. It's not free. And they go, okay. Because it's a lot of time where I now understand is that I've always given my services quite free. I'm saying, whoa, no, because the council say, Dennis, you've got to have some meat and 3 veg on your plate. In other words, forget the meat.
It's part of a gift. It's your service, and there's an exchange that needs to happen from that, whatever that is, apple, oranges, money, whatever it is, energetic beings, so some, exchange. We're always receiving and giving, as well. But
how's it working in your life? What's happening in your life? Let me interview you. This is Michael. Hello, folks. It's the Spiritual Pilot, the Castle 12, and today we've got a wonderful guest, Michelle from Awakenings. Michelle, how are you there? Of course you're there. Michelle, first question. What's happening in your life? Is it good? Tell us about it, please.
It's beyond good and beyond bad.
It must be unbelievable.
Yeah. More often than not, beyond the realm of duality. So it is a connecting place connecting in that space of love, light, and wisdom, and just experiencing and expressing and sharing what I can and co-creating.
Have you Dennis, let go of
hold
a lot
it,
of stuff?
Hold it. Hold it.
Sure?
Hold it.
Yes. Yeah.
Hold a sec, because we have another caller, and we're getting low on time here on this dimension, so let's see. But I'll keep you on the air. 206-313, you're on Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle. It's Teresa.
Oh, Teresa.
And hi, Dennis.
Hello, Teresa.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Great.
I'm loving the show.
Oh, me too. It's a little
very,
all over the because
very
high
vibrational frequencies today, Michelle. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, all of you, we tuned in. So it's all the resonant. It's all of us together. So I feel like I'm here as Michelle, and then here as the spiritual heart, the SH, and the oversouls, and psychically, but then I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
But all of me is connecting with all of you. So and all of you have been connecting with in all your
it's all those tentacles. All those tentacles,
yes.
All reaching out and touching and connecting and yep, yep.
You took the vision right out of my... You took the vision of what I was seeing then. I was seeing an octopus.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
isn't that
cool? Yeah.
Me too.
The tentacle... Wherever, I tell you what, we are the three musketeers. I am the good-looking one, though, girls. Remember this.
You can take that reflection, that responsibility. Then that doesn't care what I look like or dress like.
I will tell you, Michelle, your latest picture is you are absolutely beautiful with your hair. You're naturally curly.
Yes, it is naturally curly.
Yeah, beautiful like that.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, I used to blow
but
it
I'll
straight.
But I'll let you be the... I'll let you both be the ones that have the physical beauty.
No, you take it. I don't want to have to, I don't want that responsibility.
Yes, it is a lot of responsibility, isn't it? Nice
it
to
is.
Kind of
yeah.
Not worry.
Oh gosh.
You are so funny.
The switchboard is blinking. Okay, I don't quite know. It's different now.
The
Everybody's
energy between the three
together.
Of us, we got the trifecta going on.
I know. It is like, okay, there's no lines on the switchboard where the numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
The switchboard
bleeped.
It flashed three times, then disappeared. Now it's back. But everything is like a new configuration.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That flashed again. Now it's back.
Says. Everything is a new configuration.
Yeah, there was where we had now a physical demonstration. Now it's back to how it normally is. Should I say supposed to? Are there any supposed to how it's supposed to look?
No,
in the moment.
No. That's the way it was, and now it's a new moment, so it can look the way it was. Yeah, yeah.
Deborah, this was for you. Here's your confirmation. You asked for here's one confirmation that everything is in a new configuration and your whole life was changing in a new configuration, as well as all of ours. There's the manifestation right there.
Oh, wow.
I've never had that happen. I can say that.
Can't say that anymore.
Always. No, exactly. There's always something new when we all get together. There's all, you know, there's bells going on, something. Something's always happening.
Mm-hmm.
We are raising the barriers for ourselves and for the people. For the people who are now awake, we are raising the barriers.
Mm-hmm. Opening up the field.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I think, anyway. I could be totally wrong. Hey, have you ever thought about it? That universe could be giving us a swinger, could be selling us a bloody dummy, and it's not going to happen. It's ascension. Got you, hook, line, and sinker. Same food, yeah? But no, it is happening. And people say to me, where's the fourth dimension? Where's the fourth dimension? I said, I don't really know, but I don't care. It's the fifth dimension. We're asking the fourth dimension now, aren't we?
We are already. It's already here, and our ascension has been... we're in the ascension. Not everyone, but we're in the ascension, expansion.
Right, it's been a constant thing that's been working behind the scenes. And it's coming now full focus into we need to be aware of what it is that we need to be doing on an individual basis, and then therefore it expands us to the tentacles again of reaching out to everybody else and connecting. You know, being able to do that balancing act, like you said, with our physical bodies as well as the etheric body.
That's it. It has to happen on all dimensions. Keeping all of you in line, but since we're all winding down here, we've got another Skype person. Hello, Skype. I don't have any way of identifying you because it's 1111111. Oh, my God, there it goes. We're getting some transmissions right now, so you're probably feeling it. Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
You're on Awakening. I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm talking to
you.
Great.
I've been listening to your show all evening, and I just want to, I have quite a bit to say.
What's your name?
Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. Well, you're on with Dennis, Teresa.
Not too long ago, I know this might be personal or whatever, but not too long ago, I was with my boyfriend, and we were together for a while, and I got pregnant. And so he decided, when I got pregnant, that he wanted to up and leave. Now, my mom always told me, and I reiterate back this because I remember her always telling me, that if a man lays with you and doesn't think enough of you to marry you, and when he has a child, then there's nothing much to that man. And she warned me of that because he has three other children by three different women.
Mm-hmm.
And she said if he didn't think enough of those women to lay with them and have children and not marry them, what do you think he'll think of you? And stupidly I thought, oh, he's gonna change with me. We're going to be married. He loves me. And he was in between jobs. He didn't have a steady job. I was the main income, and it was my home. Well, it was the home my mother had. It was a rent house she had that she let me stay in, and it really bothered me today when I was listening, because, you know, I normally come on Blog Talk, and I just listen around, and when I came in, I heard you talking, I guess, you know, I usually don't call, and so I just called in, and I was just like, what advice could you have to give me in this time? Because I'm really, like, down on the outs. All my friends, I turn my backs on them to be with him. And so now I know many people. My mother, she told me, she said, I can't tell you what to do but to go to the Lord and see what he has. And I've prayed every night and everything. I still am just all messed up inside.
Well, first of all, you are connected to the Lord God, the Lord coming from the seen meaning or Aramaic meaning of the law, the universal law of love, light, and wisdom. You need support because you still are a human being. You're having a human experience.
All I have is my mom.
I know.
But you have called in.
Reach out.
Well,
people
you
in
have
the chat.
Yes, you have us.
Yeah.
And you know what, I would recommend that you reach back out to your girlfriends, reach out to that group of people that you feel like you've lost, because you haven't lost them.
I said some nasty things because they tried to open my eyes, and you know how it is.
Well, honey, you know what? You know, that's the past.
Yeah.
Everybody has
and life's
their...
too short. You say you're sorry. Ooh, wasn't I a fool? And let's get on. Let's you know, let's go
start
have
over.
A tea, or let's go have a wine,
over.
Or whatever. And let's start new. You deserve it. I love what you're saying, Teresa.
Well, I have a question for you all then. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have 1 minute, so I don't want to rush you.
The reason that you guys do this show, is it because you guys don't get enough dick in your life?
Oh, Cynthia, you fooled it. That was a good one. Let's
so
give
we don't
Cynthia
make
a hand.
In our life? Is that what she said?
Dick. Cynthia, that was good. That was
no, the thing is we've made many mistakes.
Yeah, we have actually, Cynthia,
more than
we have
share.
A lot. We have so much in our life that we don't have to make calls like that because we're so fulfilled.
You know, remember when you were a teenager and you'd make prank calls and just get a kick out of
I know.
Doing
I
things.
Know.
But
I wish I had
think,
a booby
you know what,
prize.
I look at it as there's a reason why they were listening and there's a reason why they called in. So something is intriguing you to be here and listening.
Yeah.
And whether you made fun of it or not, there's something resonating with you. So
yeah.
So it is.
So
this
true.
Is wonderful.
So true, Teresa, because they wouldn't have hung on. Problem is that, they're little, they're more followers and they're a little nervous and, oh my God, I'm liking this and I feel good, but I'm going to make fun of it because
it's questioning. You know, what it does is it brings up them questioning their own beliefs. And if they're really struggling with what it is that they are in life, you question. So, you cannot ascend without questioning and researching and seeking. So, to each
and
their
own. And it's funny, Kurt put in the chat room, is your refrigerator running? Let me go check it and catch it.
Well, this is wonderful. I appreciate you taking the time to pick up the call and that we could be in contact via voice today, because normally it's just out there in the ethers. I'm listening, I'm with you, and not able to reach out all the time. And it was nice talking to you again, Dennis. It's been a while.
Yeah,
you're
Dennis. We'll have to do something again, do it longer, and we'll all reconnect. We'll do this again. It was great to connect with all of you.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you take care, girls.
All right, you too.
Again.
Have a
all right, blessing.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, and all you wonderful listener participants, thank you so much for your energy and holding the space and your email questions, chat questions, and calling in. It was great to connect with all of you. And even you little tricksters out there that were playing around, why not? Act like a child. That's good. It's very good to connect, to have that energy. And if you want to connect via email, I'm at info@selfandlight.com. Twitter, Awakenings Tweet, and on Facebook, Awakenings Radio. And, share your insight and just your experience. Just come by and say hi. And so until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and keep awake. Little tricksters out there.
Believe one love.